Braves and Phillies Sunday. The Phillies coming into the game 5-0 against the Braves at home this season. But the Braves would have a first inning threat.
A ball and two strikes. Marquez hitting 279. 4-for-7 with two walks in the series and a looping line drive. Caught on one bounce by the shortstop, Galvis. He has no place to throw. Now he throws to the plate. And Inciarte is out. Keep that run from scoring. Andrew Knapp, left-handed batter. It's off the mitt of Suzuki. Rolls away and the run scores. And the pitch. Swung on, missed. He struck him out. He doesn't have to give in to Sean Rodriguez. Right on right matchup, the pitch coming. Swung on, missed. He struck him out. Garcia sets. Rares back, fires. Ground ball to second. Santana comes to the plate. The throw is errant. Scoring is Santana. Reaching at first is Phillips. Ball off the backstop, picked up by Knapp. And we've got ourselves a tie game. Akil Morris with the bases loaded and nobody out. Infield all the way in. And a line drive, base hit to right. And the Phillies have beaten the Braves again.
The Phillies continue to trend in the right direction. They're now 9-4 in their last 13 games, picking up a 2-1 victory on Sunday. Atlanta going the other way. It's their seventh loss in their last eight games. The Braves let another one get away from them. For the second straight day, they lose in Philadelphia on a walk-off hit. Final score on Sunday is 2-1 Phillies. Here's the reaction after the game from Braves manager Brian Snitker.
Thing was, the knuckleball was really good, and you know, he had a couple of rough ones, and on the heels of a really good run, and today was really good. I mean, it was really good.
He's so thought out, and last week one of the things that he said is he's embarrassed when he can't get into the sixth or seventh inning. How much pride do you think he takes being able to get you guys into the seventh inning like that?
A lot. I mean, that's why he's played so long, and he's told me a number of times on days when it's a rough going, it's just like, I'm going to find it and I'm going to give you innings. I mean, and I appreciate that. And but he prides himself, like you say, on covering the game.
Did he lobby you going out for the seventh?
Yeah. He's said he wanted to, you know, he said, I got a clean inning in me somewhere. So but he said he felt good. I mean, his pitches were up there, but he felt good, and I trust him. I mean, like I say, he's been honest with me the entire year when we've talked in the dugout, and I like I say, I trust him. So if he says he feels good, then we're going to go with him, because if he's still got the feel of it, it's hard for anybody to hit.
As a club, you've been good with guys in scoring position all year, but here this latest
just
stretch.
Haven't,
so
yeah, it's been, you know, it's baseball. It's I say that a lot, but it's just we're in a stretch here where we're having a hard time piercing a gap and leaving a lot of guys on. And you know what? It happens. It's happened to us before, and we'll fight through this. I mean, it's just one of those the ups and downs of a season. And you go through times like this, and we've been through it before, and we always seem to come back, and we will. We'll grind our way through. We'll keep fighting, and we'll bounce back. But it's tough, and it's hard to go through it. But you just got to stay the course and come out and try and win the ball game tomorrow.
You guys had that chance in the first, and Galvis makes that play in the hole. Is that one where Ender's almost committed at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's that's a tough one. It's easier when that ball up the middle. I know as a third base coach, you see it, and sometimes you go. So it's, you know, he lost sight of it, I'm sure, and thought it was going to be through the hole, and he made a great play.
We saw you use Johnson in the eighth today. Were you saving Viz for later?
I was going to use Viz later. Yeah. Just you know, matchups right there, and so you know, if we'd have went ahead, I'd use Viz to close today.
So you're going to mix and match that?
Probably mix and match. You know, a little bit. Yeah. Just kind of mix and match maybe, and see where we're at in the lineups and things like that, and you know, just give some guys a chance.
Obviously, it's a different role for Johnson, but you think he's a veteran? He'll be okay.
Oh, God, yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. You know, he's a pro. He's a gamer. Very competitive guy, you know, he'll be fine.
And what do you like about Viz? You know, being that.
Well, Viz is stuff. I'm just trying to stay. You know, when I got here last year, Viz was the closer, and then he got hurt, and Viz has stuff to do that role, and you know, we're just kind of mix and match and swap it around and see who's, you know, rested and maybe where we're at in the order and things like that, and kind of try and piece that thing together to make it happen.
R.A. Dickey was no decision for Atlanta despite pitching well, lasting seven innings, giving up six hits, no runs, walking three, and striking out eight.
I think it was important for the team. You know, we were a little bit thin in the pen from last night. So it was nice that I could go seven. But, you know, it's something that you try to do every time out. You know, you want to go into the seventh inning at least every time out. And I had a good knuckleball tonight, and if it weren't for a pinch hit situation, I probably could have kept going.
What about the kind of windy conditions here today? Did that seem to really kind of play into your favor today?
I just had a good feel for it. I didn't really pay attention much to the wind. It wasn't enough to make a difference, really. This has been a nice series to pitch here. Usually this park plays small, and the wind is blowing out, and it's a lot hotter at this time of year than it was today. So the cooler temperatures, a little bit of wind blowing in, you know, you really got to hit a ball to get it out so you can challenge guys a little bit more than you normally can in this park. That being said, you know, we just got to find a way to generate some more runs, that's all.
You said your knuckleball was good today. When you say that, you mean the little late movement and basically the late movement?
Yeah, late movement and, you know, being able to – it's big for me to be able to command a fastball down in the zone. I was able to do that a lot tonight. I kept them guessing a few times, and I had a good late movement. I had a swing and miss knuckleball today, you know. And so that's what happened. I mean, I kept trying to attack the zone. Zoot did a good job back there with a really good knuckleball. There were a couple that nobody was going to catch. You know, they just come up, they break too violently for anybody to catch them. But outside of those couple, he did a great job.
Do you feel like your knuckleball, obviously been doing this long enough, do you think it plays better when you're facing a team that's this young with that's this inexperienced?
Well, you know, I think if you look at the record over the last, maybe month, the Phillies have been playing pretty good baseball. And they've got a good mix of guys who have been around the league a little bit. You know, they got Franco, they got Joseph Herrera. I mean, they got some young guys, yeah. But I think what's important for me, regardless of who I face, is to throw one of my first two pitches in the strike zone. One of my first two needs to be a strike. It doesn't have to be the first pitch, but I need the 1-0 to be a strike if the first pitch isn't a strike. And today I was able to do that. I mean, rarely was I 2-0. And even on a couple of walks, you know, it was there were 3-2 counts, you know, so I was in the count. And if I'm doing that, I've said it for a long time, if I'm throwing strikes with that pitch, then it's probably going to be a good day.
The series concludes on Monday with Nick Pivetta starting for the Phillies against Mike Fultonevich of Atlanta.